I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
All right. Whoever you are, you're too dumb to talk on the phone. I can't help you. I want to help you. All right. What else we got?
Oh, the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
The CDC is going woke with an exhaustive new guide for inclusive terms meant to tackle health equity.
Pardon?
Equity is the key word there.
That is a buzzword.
That's when you know something's going on. And you'd think that the CDC would have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, right, like COVID-19?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Okay. I want to know what pronoun COVID-19 uses.
Ooh.
That's what I want to know. Please, CDC.
Yeah.
But the Health Equity Guiding Principles for Inclusive Communication, it's also really long. Like Soviet titles, too. That's the group in the CDC.
Say it again.
The Health Equity Guiding Principles for Inclusive Communication.
Huh. As an acronym, it's too many letters.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah.
They suggest new descriptive terms for anyone from smokers to anti-vaxxers to criminals, according to the report. Those who puff on cancer sticks should no longer be called smokers.
That's what they are.
According to the CDC... But they should be called people who smoke.
Oh, shut up, bitch.
It's too long.
Well, what's on my hat right now?
Smokers.
Yeah, it's a baseball team from the 20s. Yeah.
Well, they're now the people who smoke.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The smokers CDC. Are smokers, dude. Just shut up. People who smoke.
But this is what I'm saying, dude.
I mean, how's smokers offensive to anybody, any group at all?
It's not.
I know.
There's no way it is.
And you're right. They should have bigger fish to fry.
Isn't smokers gender neutral?
Like, it is.
It covers all the parameters.
It's any human being that smokes.
You know what it means? People who smoke.
Yes.
Is what smokers mean.
It's an easier way to say it.
But it's a way of controlling your language so they can go, whenever you say something. They
yeah,
can
screw
go,
you.
No, you're wrong.
No.
And if you're wrong about this, what else are you wrong about?
I don't care.
It's weird tactics,
you know what?
Man.
I'm going to keep accidentally calling Demi Lovato her, and I can't help it, and I'm sorry. I'm not a bad person, okay?
I call her they be.
I can't.
I've kind of adopted they be. I use it
That's
all the
fine,
time.
But you say it sarcastically, not out of respect.
Really anymore. I kind of just say it now. I kind of like it.
I just, but it's just crazy to me. Like, you're right. They're trying, these woke jerk offs are trying to control how we talk.
Yeah.
And everything's context. You can use regular basic words out of the dictionary to be a dick if you just use them in the right context.
Sure.
But to say calling someone smokers is offensive, shut up. That's too much.
Now,
right. These stories tonight are the worst.
Yeah, they're really good. The disabled. Now, they shouldn't be referred
to. Disabled!
Excuse me. That's not even the right word, Johnny.
They're disabled people?
They referred to as, they shouldn't be referred to.
If you say handy capable, the show's over.
Close. They shouldn't be referred to as differently abled, which was what the nomenclature was a little later, that you can't say disabled, you're differently able.
Oh, my good Lord.
Now that's too risque.
Oh, God.
Now it should just be people with disabilities. Okay?
Why so many more words?
Now,
that's a lot of work for a disabled person.
I know, it's a lot. And using the word homosexual now, out. Can't say that.
What?
In favor of a variety of alphabet soup terms, including LGBTQ. Or LGBTQIA, or LGBTQ+, or LGBTQIA2, according to the guide.
So, my friend Jeff Klein,
uh-huh,
or Hugh Carey, two very funny comedians, they are gay men.
Yes.
If I say...
No, I'm sorry. They are LGBTQIA2.
I think they would think that's ridiculous. I think they would mock anybody who called them that.
Yeah.
Because they're not stupid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're both good friends of mine. If I were to say, hey, as a homosexual man, Jeff Klein.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Today, Johnny.
No,
not
he would
on
not.
My watch.
He would not do that.
It's LGBTQIA2.
Okay.
So get
I'm
it
not
right.
Doing it. I'm not doing it.
Or we'll kill you.
You know what? I refer to my gay friends, you know how I refer to them?
Yep.
Just as my friends. I don't have to give anybody a gender notification.
No, these people are very
our sexual
Ill.
Preference notification. Like, you know, when I talk about my friend Jeff Klein, he's my comedian friend Jeff
right.
Klein.
Yeah.
And the gay thing will only get brought up if it's relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like if, you know, you need to describe something about me and you said, yeah, he's short and fat, built like an ottoman. It's awkward. Do you know what I mean? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah. I mean, there's more, though. I got even more.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So it says the way people's social identities overlap should be considered to better understand, interpret, and communicate
health
outcomes. This is why they're doing this. Poor people shouldn't be referred to as with self-reported income in the lowest income bracket.
They're financially challenged.
If brackets are defined.
You should let's play the game where I try to figure out what they're called.
Well, don't say black community.
Whoa, I would never do that.
Why? I thought that was
no, good. Poor people.
Well, they... Oh, well, this is different things.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say poor people are just people that are under the, what do you call it? The poverty line, right?
Yeah. It says if you're creating an image, do not illustrate the patient as a minority and the doctor as white. Likewise, do not illustrate a homeless person as a minority.
Why would you do that?
Even criminals are no longer criminals.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. No. Excuse me.
But they broke the law.
Excuse me.
Okay.
They should be called persons in pre-trial or with charge.
Hold on. This is the Center for Disease Control.
Yes. These are the people that are handling coronavirus.
I'm blown away, dude.
Pandemic.
I am blown away that there are people.
Do you feel better?
No, I feel scared as hell.
Or if they're already charged with a crime and they've been convicted of this crime, they're not, you know, criminals. They're persons on parole or probation or people in immigration detention facilities.
Nah, I'm done.
There's more.
I'm done. No,
there's
I'm getting more. Canceled. I'm getting canceled.
This guide even includes favored terms for skeptics of COVID-19 countermeasures. Instead of saying someone refuses to get the vaccine,
they're calling DeSantis tears.
Medical professionals should say that the person has yet to receive their inoculation, which kind of hints that you're going to get it eventually.
Dude, this is scary.
It's Orwellian. I hate saying that, but I mean this really
it's right
is.
There. It's in black and white.
And
I say that?
No, I don't think so.
Son of a bitch.
And instead of stating whether some people do not use PPE or personal protective equipment like masks, the preferred term is that someone may have limited access to PPE. The new guide also recalls the controversy sparked
Is this whole thing just a recommendation, or is this really a thing?
This is what they're going to be using in their literature now.
Well, they can suck it. I'm not doing it, and I don't think anybody in society is doing it unless they're a maniac, unless they're so far gone that they're crazy. This is crazy.
It's crazy. There's mainstream figures who haven't gotten canceled necessarily, but are starting to come around to this idea where E.G. said, like, everything's corrupt.
Yeah.
He's kind of right. I mean, this sort of ideology has crept into every sort of major institution.
Unbelievable.
That are in the current power structure here. We need to just go, listen, we need to create new institutions.
We're done.
We're done.
Whoever wants to win the next presidential election, I strongly recommend they just go with a common sense platform and just go, look, guys, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent. I don't care at this point anymore. Don't care. I just need them to cut this crap out. I need them to go, look, we're cutting the crap, guys. Equality for everybody, 100%. But I'm not going to stop calling criminals criminals. I'm not going to there was a couple of them there that were so insane.
Every single one of them is
my
insane.
Head hurts so bad right now.
Every single one of them are absolutely insane. These institutions are totally corrupted
and
with this sort
and
of stuff.
People yet to get the vaccine.
Yeah,
that is nuts.
That
kind
of tells you where it's going, doesn't
that
it?
That freaks me out.
This is in the federal government. This is a federal government organization. Where does this come from?
Right.
Where does this thought come from? It comes from universities.
Yes.
It's a chain. You know, the battle will be won when tanks go across Harvard Yard.
This is insane to me to hear people yet to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Like, how are there people allowing that kind of literature that are in office?
Because they come from Ivy League schools.
Not everybody.
Yes. The vast majority of people in government come from Harvard, Yale, Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's think tanks that all live on that campuses that steer American policy. Always has been the case. And
well,
this ideology has infested the university.
Seeming and less and less American every day.
We were told that once these kids got out of school and get into the real, like, yeah, let them have their fun on campus. But
right.
when you get into the real world, they're not going to be able to do this stuff.
Right.
And we found out that that was not the case, that they're absolutely able to do this stuff. And it's getting into every major institution that we have.
This is
and
crazy.
Any normal person goes, this is crazy.
It's wacky.
Yeah, totally insane. So when you see, like, former New York Times, I guess she was just a columnist. I don't think she was an editor. Barry Weiss, she's on Substack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's saying, yeah, we need to just create our own institutions. This has gone too far.
Yeah.
And I advocate for it all the time, the national divorce. It's long overdue. I don't want to change your mind, everybody.
Right.
That believes this stuff, but I don't want to share a country with you either. I bid you adieu.
Right.
Good luck to you. We'll have our own things. You have your own
You've been
things.
Saying this for a while, and I think you sound crazy when you say it, but I'm starting to come around. Like, yeah, if we could just split everything up and let the people that, you know, that want to change how we speak entirely, mm-hmm. even when it's unnecessary, you know, I'm okay with evolving and taking out words that truly are offensive. But disabled? What is disabled again? What is the CDC? How are they going to say it? People unable to tap dance.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.